The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, January 12th. We've got Steve Hannis with us today, and we're gonna talk about the work at 4-H. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
What do you want to tell us about the 4-H organization?
Well, I think 4-H is a program a lot of people are familiar with. There's a 100-year history of it.
It's been around 100 years?
It has been, yeah. A long time. A lot of 4-Hers out there of all ages. And it is tied to the University of Missouri. I think that's something to point out. So we're able to work with a lot of campus faculty as well as volunteers statewide to do positive youth development programs.
Yeah.
And
for the years that Pepper and Friends was on the air on television, we had a long history of association with all of those 4-H kids. And a lot of 4-Hers grew up on our show.
Yeah.
And you're still doing that same good work.
We sure are. And I recall seeing some of those segments and seeing some of the same kids come back. Kids can join as early as age 5. I've got a son who just became a 4-Her this year, and they can stay with the program all the way to age 18, and all kinds of project areas.
What are you most proud of with 4-H?
Boy, that's a tough one.
That is a tough question.
Yeah, it would have to be the young people themselves. And in my role in the state office, I get to work with some of the same young people, sometimes for 10 years or more. We come to know them through state events. Many of them will become MU students, you know, once they graduate, and oftentimes will stay involved either through part-time work with our office. So we follow them through their 4-H career, but then on into their adult lives, and it's just fantastic to see the way they're contributing.
How many different programs are there available to the? Is that a fair question, or can you?
It's a fair question, and it's difficult really to keep track of because 4-H offers so many different areas, and I think that's one of the beauties of it. One of the researchers that we pay attention to talks about young people finding a spark, that thing that they can do that causes them to lose track of time, that just comes naturally to them, and they love it. And the 4-H program offers kids a chance to select project areas, whether it's aerospace, cooking, sewing, gardening, robotics, and to find that spark. And then they can pursue that spark and develop skills, meet new friends, get connected to caring adults, and maybe even find a career.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you always think of the 4-Hers participating in the local county fairs and then going on to the state fair.
Yeah.
And that's really, I mean, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment when you make it from the county fair to the state fair.
It is. And that's one of my favorite parts of the job, to be honest, is to be able to go through the county fair booth to see those 4-H projects that those kids are so proud of and their parents and extended family members are so proud of. And then also to go through the 4-H building at the state fair and to see those projects, you know, crisp, clear color photographs. Very ornately decorated cakes, finely done woodworking projects from all over Missouri.
If somebody is interested in joining 4-H, what do they need to do?
Sure. There is a county extension office in their county that they can contact.
No matter where they're listening to it.
That's right. Yeah, all over the state. Here, it would be the Boone County Extension Center.
So go through your local extension office to join 4-H.
That's right.
And then how many different 4-H clubs are there?
More than I could name. I could give a state figure. There would be roughly probably 12 to 15 here in Boone County, and we have staff who serve those clubs, and many more volunteers who actually lead those clubs. So there are a wide array of clubs that a young person could join.
Okay.
And 4-H.missouri.edu would be the website.
4-H.missouri.edu. So wherever you're listening to us or watching us on the internet. If you go to that website, it will put you in touch with your local Extension office.
Right. Yep. Okay. And a person there will be able to direct you to a 4-H club.
Okay. Steve Hennis, thank you so much for coming by.
Indeed.
And I'd like to have you in 4-H come back from time to time on Radio Friends.
We sure will, and we'll bring more 4-H members.
All right. You got it. Now I want to turn to Jennifer Books, and Jennifer's here to talk about a program called Art is Ageless. What is Art is Ageless?
Well, Art is Ageless is affiliated with the Fulton Presbyterian Manor, and we are part of the Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America. So we have continuous care communities in Kansas and in Missouri. And so every year we have The Art is Ageless. It's a juried exhibit for ages 65 and older.
65 and older, do you have to be living at Presbyterian Manor?
No, you just
so anybody
to be
65 right. or older. So I could come and present my art.
If you're old enough.
I am old enough.
There you go. You could. See?
Yeah, I'm 66, so I can do art.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we have paintings, sculptures, photography, fiber arts. We have a Christmas category, quilting, crafts, and needlework.
What do they have to do to display the artwork?
Between now and January 31st, they can come to our manor.
So you got about a half a month to go, because this is January 12th. So you got through the 31st.
Right.
And they come to your?
The Fulton Presbyterian Manor, and we can give them a form to fill out, and they will give the art piece, leave it with us.
So they have to bring the art, they have to bring the artwork in.
They do.
Okay.
But we could make arrangements. If I need to come to Columbia, I know at the Columbia Senior Center, we are going to be discussing this event.
Okay. So the deadline for entering is January 31st,
correct.
And then the exhibit is when?
The exhibit is going to be on March 6th.
And how many pieces of artwork are you anticipating?
We would love to have 100.
Well, that'd be nice. And then what happens once they're on display?
Well, then what happens next is we have a juried exhibit for those that want to participate, and some of the winners actually go into a calendar.
Oh,
so we have this really beautiful Artist Ageless calendar.
So that'll be the 2013 calendar.
Right.
So what I'm holding in my hand right now, and if you'd like to see this, go to kvia.org, click on programs and on Paul Pepper, and you can watch the vodcast, and you can see some of this artwork in the calendar. And this was the artwork from last year, right?
Right, and this is our resident did that sculpture.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She recently passed away, but we were very excited that.
So this is artwork from last year.
Yes.
From last year.
Yes.
For the 2012 calendar. Okay, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming by. Again, the website, or you just call for more information?
The website is presbyterianmanors.org.
Okay, good to have you here. Tomorrow, Capital Arts and Cultural Affairs. We're going to meet our new Cultural Affairs Director in Columbia. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions about something you'd like to hear on the air, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.